The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 255, Catch Me If You Can.
On behalf of Rage, we thank you for your loyalty and assistance. What confuses me is that she didn't try to contact me and let me know she found a ship.
She seemed to be in quite of a hurry to get back to Lord Lister for some surgical procedure, then get her ship ready. I take it she was going to the hospital first, then to the ship while the surgery was taking place.
I still wish she would have contacted me. Well, thank you for your service. When we take over this planet, you shall be properly rewarded. Hail Rage!
Hail Rage!
Well, anything?
Our guess was right. She hid in that filthy dumpster.
Sorry I didn't check it out, guys, but it's not so bad.
I think most of us would have done the same thing, Marco.
So what happened after we left?
She went in and appealed to the owner, which was lucky for her since he's very pro-rage. He sent her upstairs to shower and provided a fresh change of clothes for her.
Any indication where she is headed?
He was under the impression that she was headed to the hospital, or in this case, the hidden facility. Once the operation was underway, she was taking the crew she'd gathered to her ship.
Wait, a crew? What crew? And what ship?
He said she found a crew that had just lost their ship. He wasn't sure what she meant by her ship.
If it's the Prometheus, we'll catch her. We can send Nate and Slane back to watch it.
Go ahead and make the call.
Tam for Mercury. Over.
Mercury, go ahead.
We have word that Ursula found a crew and is headed for her ship. However, we don't know where that ship is. Over.
Was there any indication that this was the Prometheus? Over.
There's no such indication. We think that you should recall Captain Nate and Slane to guard the Prometheus. Over.
I concur. I'll contact them. I recommend that the rest of you try to find her. It sounds like she may be headed to the medical facility. Over.
Something spooked her. She went into the bar to supposedly find a nurse, but hid instead. Over.
Then split yourselves up and cover the medical facility and the town. Over.
Will do. Tam out.
We can take the truck to the hidden hospital. You three can get around the city much easier in the car.
That sounds good. You do know that if you corner her, she'll fight.
Yeah, we fully expect that.
We'll be set to stun only. These M-19s pack a pretty big punch.
Well, how should we handle the crew she has with her?
I think once any shooting starts, they'll scatter.
I agree. They're all looking for a paycheck, not a war.
I'm sure if they put up a fight, you four can handle it. We'll be in the same situation.
All right, Doc, you drive and we'll stay in the covered cargo bed. If she sees you, we might be able to catch her off guard. Let's move out.
Lenora, you drive since you know the city best. If we make contact, we'll just follow them and alert everyone to join us.
Let's roll.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a Mr. James Barnes.
Well, I'm expecting him back late this afternoon or tomorrow morning at the latest. He's wrapping up a case in D.C. Would you like to come back then? If you give me your number...
No, I'd rather talk to someone. Perhaps you could refer me to another private detective?
Well, I'm his partner. Perhaps you can tell me what's going on.
Well...
Oh, I see. It's rather personal. Well, let's start with your name. And don't worry. Whatever you tell me, you're telling him. We work together on every case.
Very well. My name is Janet McMillan.
Well, it's nice to meet you, Janet. I'm Kelly Merritt. Have a seat right here, please.
Thank you.
Now, before we get started with anything, are you familiar with our terms?
Yes, and they're quite reasonable. I have no problem with your rates, just your results.
Well, in that case, maybe now we can start with some information.
Here. This is all my personal information for me, and also for my husband.
Great. This'll speed things up a bit. So, you and your husband need our help. What exactly can we do for you?
No, just me. I'm the one who needs help.
Oh, is this a domestic issue?
Yes. I don't know what else to do, but I think something is going on.
Going on? Like an affair?
I hope not. I really do. It's just, he's been acting differently lately. He's gone a lot with his job, and he just won't talk much about what he does.
And what would that be?
It has to do with government contracting. He sets up deals and finalizes contracts, or something like that.
Well, a good number of our cases involve working with the government, doing background checks on people who seek employment with the government.
So this should be right up your alley.
We're very comfortable working with the government. Like I said, we're under contract with them to vet potential employees. Detective Barnes was in the Army and then went to Boston PD's Arson Division and then to Baltimore PD with a Special Investigation Division. He's worked very closely with the federal government over the years.
Yes, I know. And you were a paralegal with a firm here in Annapolis.
Oh, well, I've seen you've done your homework.
I'm not taking this matter lightly. I want resolution. I need to know if something is going on.
So you do think it's an affair?
I don't know what it is. That's why I'm here.
Now, your husband, John, has been acting strangely, and you want to know what's up. Am I correct?
In a nutshell...
How long have you two been married?
4.5 years, but we dated a couple times back in college, and then we reconnected at a class reunion party.
So you know him fairly well.
Yes, or at least I thought I did.
Well, I'll talk with Detective Barnes when he gets back. He'll probably want to talk to you before taking the case.
That sounds good to me. I'll be waiting for your call.
It was nice meeting you, Mrs. McMillan. I hope this works out for the best.
Me too.
I see everyone's still here.
You're lucky. We just got back from a nice stroll up on the observation deck.
Yes, and such a nice spread of food for your guests.
Have you found it won't be long before you'll be enjoying the amenities of Bolivar Prison?
I'm quite familiar with that facility. But I usually don't stay there very long.
We'll see what we can do to amend that situation. I'm sure I can get you a lifetime reservation there.
What is it you want, Bounty Hunter? Are you here just to see if we are comfortable?
No, I'm here to tell you that we've located Ursula.
Located?
That certainly doesn't sound like apprehend to me. Does it to you, General Hanukkah?
It most certainly does not.
It's only a matter of time. One of our team members is with her now, posing as a doctor, and others are following them, waiting for the best opportunity to arrest her.
Trust me. With Ursula, there's no best opportunity. She never lets her guard down. She trusts no one but me.
Well, that's not saying much. But what is worth saying is that your dream of implanting Wi-Fi circuit board into your brain is shattered.
I'm not worried about that. I know of 3 that have been implanted. The technology is there. It's only a matter of time before I get one.
I don't think you'll have access to one where you're going.
Why are you so insistent on this thought of us being in prison for life? There is no prison that can hold us.
Really? And you're saying this to me from behind bars?
A very temporary setback, Bounty Hunter. You'll soon be explaining to your superiors why you returned to Boldabar empty-handed.
If you even return.
Then what is that supposed to mean, God?
Oh, just that it's a very long journey between Titan IV and Boldabar. A lot can happen.
He's right, you know. Nothing is for certain. You can save yourself a lot of trouble and maybe even save this ship if you would just let us go right here.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Lister, but this is the end of the line for you and your cronies.
The end? Did you hear that, General Hanukkah? It's the end of the line for us.
Yes, very interesting, God. Very interesting.
Bounty Hunter, I think you are forgetting who we are.
Really now? Then perhaps you'd better remind me.
You know very well who we are. You may think that Rage is dead. What you don't realize is that Rage is all over the galaxy. Not just here in the solar system. Large forces are holding out on distant planets, awaiting my return.
And then they'll have a long wait ahead of them. I'm just curious. I take it you expect Ursula to get the Prometheus for you. I don't see how that's possible. We're watching it closely. If anyone comes near it, dock security will be all over them.
You think that's the only ship on this Krull-infested planet?
As far as I know, it's the only one that has the capabilities you require. But it's a moot point. You're not going anywhere but Boldabar Prison.
Maybe. Maybe not.
I don't think there's any maybe about it. Now, if you will excuse me, we have a fugitive to catch.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
I think the bunker hospital is going to be our best bet.
Yes. She still thinks Lister and I are there waiting for her.
Maybe we should divert Simon's people this way.
I'll see where they are. This is Gabby for Agent Simon. Over.
This is Tony. Go ahead.
The doc thinks that she'll head for the bunker hospital. She has no idea that we have Lister. Over.
That sounds logical. Do you want us to meet up with you there? Over.
Yeah, we don't know that whole facility as well as she does. Who knows how many exits there are. Over.
That's true. Should we get Captain Nate and Agent Slane here? Over.
We're working on a hunch. We shouldn't put all our eggs in one basket. She might head somewhere else. Something spooked her to make her run. Over.
Agreed.
This is Nate. We monitored and agree. I just have one question. Over.
Go ahead.
Where did you get eggs? Let alone a basket. Over.
I'll explain later. Gabby out.
I keep forgetting he's an alien.
Well, we'll need to shoot through like a Bondi tram if we're going to catch her.
A Bondi tram?
I'll explain later.
Look, dealing with aliens is bad enough. Wait, what am I saying? You two are aliens.
Could be worse. We could be banana benders.
I'm not even going to ask.
You people are strange.
One good thing about this, she's operating alone right now.
Well, that's true. We won't have to worry about any innocent civilians getting caught in the flaming crossfire.
Or getting used as a shield. I still can't believe you took that shot.
Look, I wouldn't have taken it if I thought you might get hit.
We're getting close now.
Stop short and we'll wait for Nate and Simon.
Do you think that's wise to divert us from patrolling the perimeter?
I do. It sounds like Ursula got very suspicious after meeting Marco. At her first opportunity, she gave him the slip. I believe she's on the run, which means she might head to the medical facility.
I tend to agree with you. She abandoned her medical team, so she knows the operation is off. Her first priority would be to rescue Lister and get off this planet.
You're right. However, she left her crew behind. Who's going to fly the ship?
That would mean she needs an alternative plan.
I know that woman. She has a backup plan. I guarantee it.
What do you think that would be?
My best guess is that she'll find a small shuttle and go elsewhere on this planet and find a ship and crew.
I guess she could just try and catch a ride somewhere. But that means she would have to abandon Lister.
She's smart to do that. I don't know if she is as smart as you, Lenora.
I don't know if it was a matter of being smart or not. When Lister turned on me, it was quite a wake-up call. He hasn't done anything to her.
Yet.
That's true. Give him time. He'll turn on her just like he did me if he thinks it'll save him.
I think Nate and Slane need to patrol the spaceport. She'll need to know what ships are docked before making any plans.
I agree.
Agent Simon for Jaffra.
Go for Jaffra.
We're on our way to the medical facility. We think Nate and Slane should head to the spaceport to continue their search.
We have eyes on the Prometheus. I don't think she could even get near it, over.
Since she left her crew behind, we don't think she wants the Prometheus. We think she wants to find another ship somewhere on the planet. Over.
Now that means she only needs a shuttle or small transport. Over.
That's our best guess. Over.
Agreed. Get everyone on the same page.
Roger that. Break, break. Agent Simon for Captain Nate.
This is Nate. We copied your transmission to Jaffra. We're heading for the spaceport. Over.
Copy that. Break, break. Tony for Gabby.
We copy and concur. We'll do a sweep of the entire area. If we find nothing, we'll make our way back to the spaceport. Over.
Sounds good. How close are you now? Over.
We have the access road in sight. We'll wait there for you. Over.
We're close by. We'll meet you near the entrance. Simon out.
Do you think she has a chance of finding anyone?
Ursula was high in the rage rankings. She knows a lot of people. I don't doubt her abilities at all. If there's a ship out there to be found, she'll find it.
Let's hope we catch her before she does.
If you think she's looking to get to Boldabar, since that's where Lister is headed, then the only reason she'd look for a smaller shuttle is to go somewhere else on this planet where a larger ship would be.
But the thing is, she doesn't know for sure that we have Lister. So why wouldn't she head for the medical facility?
Something spooked her badly enough to leave her new crew and medical team behind. If she thought Lister was there, she wouldn't have left them.
That's a possibility. Another possibility is that she was spooked, as you said, and is going to get Lister and the doctor out of there, sensing it's a trap.
Since we don't know what she's going to do, we will continue to the medical facility and clear it. If she's not there, Nate and Slane will be covering the spaceport.
I agree. With Gabby's crew there too, it shouldn't take us long to clear the facility.
Then onward we go.
Hey, thanks for making the trip on such short notice.
Yeah, quite a trip from D.C. to Mountain State by stip. It took me about 15 seconds of my time. So, what's up?
I don't really know. I went home to supposedly relax, but I just can't seem to shut my brain off.
All right, now tell me then, what's going on in that brain of yours?
Come on, get in. Let's go to dinner.
Dinner? You're not going to take me to a salad bar, are you?
No. We're going to my favorite Chinese restaurant.
That same one that had the two spies working there?
That would be the place.
Man, that started an adventure. You ended up chasing your suspect to Denmark, then Stockholm, where you were kidnapped by Soren.
Which he did to save my life.
Hey, where is that guy, anyway?
He's in Norway now, working for a major shipping company. I think he had his fill with the spy game, although I have the sneaking suspicion that he's still working for the IDF.
All right, Kate. I knew you went to see Nelson. Just what happened with Holiday?
They're being overly cautious. They have me, what is it used to say, flying a desk?
Look, you're very valuable to them, Kate. I think they're just trying to protect their assets.
Is that all I am to them, Jim? An asset?
I think you know what I mean. You had a horrible accident and...
And so did you. You were shot in the head.
All right, I can see. Maybe they're treating you too much with kid gloves. So what did you and Nelson talk about?
I was just offering my services to the department. I asked if he had any interesting cases.
And did he?
How about a suspicious fire next door to Florina's place?
Well, Florina is right next to where you discovered the existence of the STIP.
The STIP, the IDF, Rage, Pierman, and Aliens Among Us. Yes.
Quite a coincidence.
You really think it's just a coincidence, Jim?
Yeah, what did Nelson have to say about it?
He thought it was pretty odd. He said he'd keep me in the loop. If anything abnormal develops, he'll bring me in on the IDF side.
Abnormal, huh? You mean like not of this earth abnormal?
So what about you? Anything interesting happened while you were out of the office?
Kelly said we had a walk-in inquiry, something most people associate with private detectives. And no, it didn't have anything to do with a cat.
Well, that was my first guess. So what was it, a cheating spouse?
I hate to say it, but yeah.
You have to watch out for these women in distress, Jim. The last one that walked in like that led us on a wild goose chase to catch Korski and a few others.
Yeah, who would have thunk it?
So what do you know about the case so far?
Nothing but a woman worried about her husband. Are you that desperate that you want in on this?
Not really. But if I'm being honest, anything beats sitting around doing nothing but an occasional case, working as a liaison between the U.S. and the Chinese immigrants seeking citizenship. Any apprentice could do that. So if this turns into another Korski case...
I'll be sure to let you in on it. Now... something much more important.
Okay, what would that be?
How's their sweet and sour pork and wonton soup?
Oh, brother, you and Sam are gonna make great partners.
When I was here, I only saw one exit. This one.
Captain Tam, take the left side here. I'll cover the right.
I take it we are using only stun settings?
That's correct.
What a pity.
I have to agree with you, Captain Tam. But Jaffra wants her alive. So, I suppose you want me to go in with Gabby's crew?
Yes, you know this place better than any of us. We just need to make sure there's no back door, so to speak.
All right. So, Gabby, how do you want to do this?
Joe McMarco and I will cover the surgical area and recovery ward. You can go to the end of the hall and search the dorm area.
Got it.
I can search the recovery ward.
That ward's pretty big from what I remember. I'll go with Skipper. You'll be okay covering the operating room?
Not a problem. Lenora, as soon as I search the OR, I'll join you in the dorm area.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Let's move out.
Good luck, everyone.
Hopefully we won't need luck.
Speak for yourself. I'll take all I can get.
We're monitoring, so send updates as you have them.
Will do.
This entrance goes into a solid cliff face. If there's a back exit, there's no way we can cover it from here.
That's a risk we have to take. All we can do is cover this entrance.
I'll go to the left here and use that big tree for cover.
I'll cover the right side.
Lenora and I are at the OR. Both of us are going to search, then I'll join her in the dorm.
Sounds good.
Marco and I are almost to the recovery ward.
Copy that. This is Tony for Agent Slane. Over.
This is Slane. Go ahead.
If you need to monitor us, we're on TAMCON 1. Over.
Copy that. Switching my two-way to that frequency. We will be monitoring.
What's your location now? Over.
We're about to talk to the traffic controller here at Spaceport. I'll advise as soon as we do. Over.
Very well. Tony out.
OR clear. We're headed for the dorm.
Copy that.
We're in the dorm. It looks empty so far. Just a couple of rooms to check.
Very good.
Slave Agent Simon, over.
Go ahead.
ATC here just told us that a small shuttle was hijacked. We think it's Ursula. Drop whatever you're doing and report to spaceport ASAP.
Could this be Ursula? Will she manage to escape? Will Kate get involved with the Baltimore arson like old times? Will Barnes take the new case for his detective agency? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Breakaway.